Welcome to another edition of the Health First Show. I'm your host, Dave Fuller, and we're going to be talking with Christina Ross in the first half of the show about her book, Love Fed. In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carolyn Sederquist about her book, The MD Factor Diet, some proven weight loss and metabolism correction techniques for you to learn. But before we do that, here's Rich with the health news.
People with Parkinson's disease who undergo deep brain stimulation may experience long-term pain relief, a small new study from Korea suggests. However, the researchers found three-quarters of the patients developed new pain in muscles and joints 8 years after the procedure was performed. The question the study leaves unanswered is why patients develop the new pain. Deep brain stimulation involves surgically implanting a battery pack called a neurostimulator in the brain. This sends out tiny electrical pulses to targeted areas to block signals that cause tremors and other motor symptoms of Parkinson's. While this and other advances have helped ease movement problems associated with the disorder, experts say less has been done to understand the debilitating pain associated with Parkinson's. This latest study was published online March 23rd in the journal JAMA Neurology. A new study suggests turning vacant lots into attractive green plots may make life less stressful for city residents. The research included people in two Philadelphia neighborhoods who wore heart rate monitors when they went for walks in their area. Some vacant lots in one neighborhood underwent greening, which included cleaning, debris removal, planting grass and trees, and installation of a low wooden post and rail fence. The participants walked past the vacant lots 3 months before and 3 months after some of the lots received the greening treatment. Being near green vacant lots was associated with an average heart rate reduction of more than 5 beats per minute compared with non-green lots. Further analysis concluded the total net reduction in heart rate when near and in view of green vacant lots was more than 15 heartbeats a minute. The study was published online March 19th in the American Journal of Public Health. Boys with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder may benefit from the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and some vegetable oils, a small European study suggests. Those who regularly ate an omega-3 loaded margarine experienced an improvement in their ability to pay attention compared with boys who did not, researchers report in the March 19th issue of Neuropsychopharmacology. The study's lead author says the results suggest parents might help children with ADHD by adding foods rich in omega-3 to their diet or by giving them a fish oil supplement. And finally, new research suggests yoga may help ease depression in pregnant women. In the study, 34-year-old women with depression attended yoga classes for 10 weeks. The women were also encouraged to do yoga at home. The yoga program did not include any type of counseling or other therapy to deal with depression. And the study authors say only 4 of the women received outside treatment for depression. The women's levels of depression fell during the study, and researchers report the more yoga they did, the better their mental health. There were also significant changes in the women's levels of mindfulness, which involves directing attention to the present moment, noticing thoughts, feelings, or sensations, and not judging those experiences. It's believed mindfulness is one way yoga may help ease depression, says the authors of the study, which has been published in the March-April issue of the journal Women's Health Issues. While the study found an association between practicing yoga and lower levels of depression, it did not establish a cause and effect link.
Hey, thanks for that, Rich. Well, our first guest, Christina Ross, author of Love Fed, we're having a little bit of trouble getting her on the line, so we're going to be talking with, replaying a bit of a show with Dr. Marita. And so I hope you enjoy that, and we'll be back with Dr. Carolyn Sederquist in a few minutes. Well, our first guest, Dr. Marita Show, is a naturopathic physician and the author of a couple books, including her latest, Making Sense of Women's Health. Dr. Show, welcome to the Health First Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Well, Dr. Marita, what are some of the issues that are on the forefront of your mind at the moment?
Oh, that's a great question. I do have a special interest in women's health, but, I do see men as well in my practice. And I think some of the symptoms that I'm seeing quite regularly are, or the trends that I'm seeing are definitely stress, fatigue, people feeling overwhelmed, insomnia is huge, depression, anxiety, so a lot of mood disorders as well. I think the biggest thing for me is that I'm seeing it in a lot younger children as well. So, you know, teens, even young kids. So I think when we look at, you know, how much they're getting from their environment, their surroundings, their diet, lifestyle, lack of exercise, video games, iPads, you know, all of the external stimuli, you know, it kind of makes sense as to why we're seeing some of these trends that are coming up. But it's quite shocking some days, you know, the things that I see in my practice for sure.
Now, you mentioned that you're seeing younger and younger generation or younger and younger people coming with anxiety issues, with depression.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think the cause is it, you know, is it those, you know, those phones, those games, you know, that connectivity?
I think it's definitely multifactorial. Like I think that's a part of it for sure. But I think, you know, the quality of our food, you know, GMOs, you know, pesticides, a lot of the environmental toxins are taking its toll. And there's so much now research coming up and more information regarding sugar, right? Like all the added sugars that are found. You know, I have a mother and daughter that see me regularly. And the mother tells me, she's like, you know, she's like, Dr. Marita, you would be shocked if you saw what teenagers eat, you know, like during their breaks. Like they usually go to, you know, the 7-Eleven or, you know, one of the side convenience stores. And a lot of times they're, you know, they're getting the Slurpees or the chocolate milk or they're getting the candy. And, you know, she said, it's shocking. You know, and so I think a lot of that, not to mention sugar, we know sugar is terrible for our body, our immune systems, our cells, but also just, you know, all the additives and the preservatives and the colorings that go along with that. I mean, that's got to put a lot of stress on the nervous system, especially in the brain and how the brain functions. So I think it's a combination of a bunch of different things, and also young people have, you know, they have a lot more responsibilities and pressures, you know. You know, I always see even some of my friends that have kids that, you know, they're soccer practice, and then it's like, you know, all these extracurricular activities and, you know, and then it's school, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure being a young person now. And then you throw on top of that, you know, video games and iPads and completely being plugged in all the time. Like, the nervous system never really gets a chance to rest.
Well, Dr. Marita, you know, I remember, you know, it's been 30 years since I was in high school, but, you know, I know that the kids at lunchtime used to go down and get Slurpees as well. Is it the, you know, is it the amount of sugar that, you know, that we're eating, or is it perhaps, I'm just throwing this out there, is it that we're recognizing that, you know, the kids have depression or anxiety, or are we labeling kids?
Yeah, and you know what, that's a really good point you bring up. Like maybe we're paying closer attention to maybe some of the signs and symptoms that kids are experiencing. And you're right. I mean, Slurpees and sugar is nothing new, but I think it's maybe the cumulative effect of maybe not just the sugar or the Slurpees, but it's, you know, more EMF, like electromagnetic fields or activity that we're getting from all the electronics that, you know, I never had a cell phone when I was in high school or middle school, or we just started getting into the internet and computers when I was in, you know, university. You know, I think that's part of it. And then I think maybe just, you know, like the genetically modified foods, the quality of our foods has changed as well. So, you know, then you throw in like the plastics, like BPA and phthalates and parabens and, you know, a lot of those that I'm seeing a lot younger kids that are using things like, especially girls, that are using like perfumes and makeups. And, you know, and a lot of times those are full of a lot of chemicals, right? Because they don't know any better to go and get, you know, organic foundation or organic mascara or lotions.
So, Dr. Marita, what, you know, what can teenagers do? What can parents do for kids that are suffering from depression? What are, you know, what can we do in terms of nutrition?
Yeah, it's, you know, I know it's hard to turn that around when You know, and I have a mom coming in today, bringing her, 17-year-old son in to see me that has like hyperactivity issues. You know, and when, you have a mom that brings their kid in and they're used to eating a certain way, you just have to start with baby steps. So I know it's unrealistic to say, come, see a mom and a teenager and just say, okay, I'm going to cut out all the sugar. I'm going to cut out dairy. I'm going to cut out wheat. I'm going to cut out this. I'm going to cut that out. And then they leave feeling completely overwhelmed. So I always say, water is a big one. So say if they are drinking, a few cans of pop per day, it's like, okay, well, can we cut that down to like maybe one can of pop and just drink more water? Trying to increase like greens into the diet. So even if you like hide it in spaghetti sauces or hide it in a soup or, try to incorporate smoothies in the morning, because smoothies are great. You can take them to go and you can hide stuff in them, especially for younger kids that don't eat a lot of vegetables. So just small steps like that, or even having time away from the phone or the computer, like spend, 2 hours, you get home from school, throw the phone in the drawer and just have, time where like you go for a walk or you're, doing some kind of exercise program or activity. So those are sort of the things that I start with. And then supplemental wise, there's, whenever I see, depression or anxiety or kids just feeling the pressures or feeling overwhelmed, I always think adrenals, And I was talking to one of my colleagues who's also a great mentor of mine, who co-authored the Adrenal Stress Connection book with me, Dr. Karen Jensen, and she's saying the same thing, with depression and anxiety, especially in so many of the younger kids nowadays, it all, again, stems back to the adrenals. And for those listeners, when we talk about adrenal glands are your stress glands. They help to keep all your hormones in check, your stress hormones in check. They help to balance your whole, like, sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. So, those increased demands, if you're constantly pumping out those stress hormones, then it can definitely affect your other hormones as well as your, brain chemistry. So that's one really, really important key component to look at when I'm treating those kind of conditions.
So how do we nourish adrenal glands?
Oh, there's so many things you can do. There's some very important vitamins and minerals. So magnesium especially is an important mineral. I usually recommend magnesium in a powder. So we've got the MagSense by Preferred Nutrition, which is an excellent mineral formula. It's a powder, so it's easy to take. I usually get my patients to throw it in their smoothies or just mix it in with like a nice organic fruit juice diluted with water if they don't want to take it just in water.
And what do people notice? What do people notice with magnesium?
Well, with magnesium deficiencies, usually we'll see, like in the older generations, usually it's like heart issues, high blood pressure. But in all ages, usually if you don't have enough magnesium, you're going to feel more hyper-excitable. So anxiety, increased heart rate, not able to cope very well. So magnesium tends to help to relax the body, relax the muscles. I often use it actually after I do a hard workout at the gym or after I run, because I find it really helps to relax the muscles. Some people use it even before bed, because again, it helps to relax the whole nervous system, really great for helping you sleep well. So magnesium is one of those minerals that's, important for so many different biochemical, I think they say like over 300 biochemical reactions in the human body.
Dr. Marita, I was just going to ask you, do we crave anything if we're short on magnesium?
No, it's really, really hard, especially if you've if you're stressed as well, your body's actually going to deplete even more. Like, it's just like your B vitamins, your B vitamins, everyone's heard of, oh, okay, when you're stressed out, take B vitamins. But the more stressed out you are, the more B vitamins you're going to deplete, the more magnesium you're going to deplete, the more actually vitamin C as well. So a lot of these compounds, especially vitamin C, like, we don't actually manufacture vitamin C. So the more you use up, it's not like your body just replenishes it. You have to get it from your diet or you have to get it from supplements. But most people are quite deficient because, it's not just the stress from life, but it's, again, you know, even your B vitamins, a lot of your B vitamins are very important cofactors for detoxification. So if you think about the environment and toxins and our body's, like the liver's ability to detoxify, you know, there are some specific B vitamins that are very important for eliminating.
We're talking with Dr. Marie Deschaux. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out maybe some more nutritional tips on what you can do to reduce your anxiety and help lower your stress levels.